Section 6. Computer Games and Projects. Douglas Adams created an interactive fiction version of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy together with Steve Moretzky from Infocom in 1984. In 1986, he participated in a week-long brainstorming session with Lucasfilm's game team for the game Labyrinth. Later, he was also involved in creating Bureaucracy, also by Infocom, but not based on any book. Adams was also responsible for the computer game Starship Titanic, which was published in 1999 by Simon & Schuster. Terry Jones wrote the accompanying book entitled Douglas Adams Starship Titanic, since Adams was too busy with the computer game to do both. In April 1999, Adams initiated the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy collaborative writing project. In 1990, Adams wrote and presented a television documentary program, Hyperland, also featuring Tom Baker as a software agent, similar to the assistant used in several versions of Microsoft Office, derived from their failed Bob program, and Interviews with Ted Nelson, which was essentially about the use of hypertext. Although Adams didn't invent hypertext, he was an early adopter and advocate of it, and his influence should not be underestimated. This was the same year that Tim Berners-Lee used the idea of hypertext in his HTML. Section 7. Dirk Gently. In between Adams' first trip to Madagascar with Mark Cardarwin in 1985, and their series of travels that formed the basis for the radio series and nonfiction book Last Chance to See, Adams wrote two other novels with a new cast of characters. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency was first published in 1987 and was described by its author as a kind of ghost horror detective time travel romantic comedy epic, mainly concerned with mud, music, and quantum mechanics. It received many rave reviews from American newspapers upon its publication in the USA. Adams borrowed a few ideas from two Doctor Who stories he had worked on, City of Death and Shada. A sequel novel, The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, was published a year later. This was an entirely original work, Adams' first since So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Reviews, however, were not as generous with praise with the second volume as they had been with the first. After the obligatory book tours, Adams was off on the trips that became Last Chance to See. The second novel became the last for the Dirk Gently character. The two novels were, however, the first two that Adams wrote and typeset for publication on his Apple Macintosh. Section 8. Personal Beliefs. Religion. Adams was a self-declared radical atheist, though he used the term for emphasis so that he would not be asked if he in fact meant agnostic. He stated in an interview with American Atheist that this was easier and conveyed the fact that he really meant it, had thought about it a great deal, and it was an opinion to be held seriously. He was convinced that there is not a God, seeing not a shred of evidence of one's existence, and devoted himself instead to secular causes like environmentalism. Environmentalism. Adams was also an environmental activist who campaigned on behalf of a number of endangered species. This activism included the production of a non-fiction radio series, Last Chance to See, in which he and naturalist Mark Kharwardian visited rare species such as the kakapo, and the production of a tie-in book of the same name. In 1992, this was made into a CD-ROM combination of audiobook, ebook, and picture slideshow, a decade before such things became fashionable. His environmental activism is also recounted in the book The Salmon of Doubt, in such ways as discussing walking to Mount Kilimanjaro in a rhino suit. Technology. Adams was a serious fan of technology. Though he did not buy his first word processor until 1982, he had considered one as early as 1979. He was quoted as saying that until 1982, he had difficulties with the impenetrable barrier of jargon. Words were flying backwards and forwards without concept riding on their backs. In 1982, his first purchase was a Nexus. In 1983, when he and Jane Belson went out to Los Angeles, he bought a DEC Rainbow. Upon their return to England, Adams bought an Apricot, then a BBC Micro, and a Tandy 100. Adams' posthumous work, The Salmon of Doubt, features multiple articles written by Douglas on the subject of technology, including reprints of articles that originally ran in Mac User magazine and in The Independent on Sunday newspaper. In these, Adams claims that one of the first computers he ever saw was a Commodore PET, and that his love affair with the Apple Macintosh first began after seeing one at Infocom's headquarters in Massachusetts in 1983. Adams was a Macintosh user from the time they first came out in 1984 until his death in 2001. Adams was also an Apple Master, which was a program at Apple making various celebrities into spokespeople for their products. Other Apple Masters include John Cleese and Gregory Hines. Part of Adams' contributions were a rock video that he created using the first version of iMovie, with footage featuring his daughter Polly. The video can still be seen on Adams.Mac homepage. Adams even installed and started using the first release of Mac OS X within a couple weeks of his death. His very last post to his own forum was in praise of the Mac OS X and the possibilities of its COCA programming framework. He had also been seen in the Omnius tribute, including the Region 1 NTSC DVD release of the TV adaptation of The Hitchhiker's Guide using Mac OS X on his PowerBook G3. Adams also adapted and used email extensively. He used a very early version of email to correspond with Steve Marchese when the two first collaborated on Infocom's version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. When living in New Mexico in 1993, he set up another email address and started posting to his own Usenet newsgroup, alt.fan.douglas-adams. Many of his posts are now archived through Google. However, Adams became increasingly challenged as to the authenticity of his identity, and so eventually set up a message forum on his own website where he would not be as frequently challenged. Section 9. Personal Life. Adams had an affair with Sally Emerson in the early 1980s. His book, Life, the Universe, and Everything, is dedicated to her. After their split in 1981, Emerson went back to her husband. He was introduced through mutual friends to Jane Belson. Belson was the lady barrister mentioned in Adams' book in the mid-1980s. He lives in Illingsong with a lady barrister and Apple Macintosh. The two lived in Los Angeles together in 1983, during one of Adams' attempts to make Hitchhikers into a movie. They lived in London after that, nearly got married in 1985, and lived apart briefly. They were married on November 25, 1991. Belson kept her maiden name. Adams and Belson had one daughter together, Polly Jan Rocket Adams, born on June 22, 1994. It was widely pointed out to Adams that his only child was born the year he turned 42. The family lived near London until 1999, when Adams and his family moved to Santa Barbara, California, until Adams' death. Jane Belson and Polly Adams returned to London after Douglas Adams' death. Section 10. Adams' Death. Adams died of a heart attack at the age of 49 while working out at a private gym in Santa Barbara, California. He was survived by his wife Jane and daughter Polly. He was buried in Highgate Cemetery in North London. In May 2002, The Salmon of Doubt was published, containing many short stories, essays, and letters, and eulogies from Richard Dawkins, Stephen Fry in the UK edition, Christopher Cerf in the US edition, and Terry Jones in the US paperback edition. It also includes 11 chapters of his long-awaited but unfinished novel, The Salmon of Doubt, which was to be a new Dirk Gently and or Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy novel, or neither. Other events after Adams' death included the completion of Shada, radio dramatizations of the final three books in the Hitchhiker series, and the completion of the film adaptation of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Section 11. Biographies. His official biography, Wish You Were Here, by Nick Webb, was published on October 6, 2003. Another recent biography is Hitchhiker, a biography of Douglas Adams by M.J. Simpson, with a foreword in the UK edition by John Lloyd. The American edition contains a foreword by Neil Gaiman. Upon the mutual discovery that Webb and Simpson were both working on a new posthumous biographies, the two authors agreed that the former would focus on Adams' life and personality, and the latter on his work. The BBC produced a tribute as a part of their TV series Omnius. In the first broadcast of BBC Two on August 4, 2001, presented by Kirsty Wark, the program included interviews with Stephen Fry, Clive Anderson, Terry Jones, Griff Rhys-Jones, Richard Dawkins, and John Lloyd, among others. A copy is included with the Region 1 DVD release of the Hitchhiker's Guide TV series. A movie documentary, Life, the Universe, and Douglas Adams, was released in 2002, directed and produced by Rick Mueller and Joel Greengrass. Archive footage of Adams is generously included, as well as interviews with Adams' friends, colleagues, and family. This documentary was narrated by Neil Gaiman and is available on VHS tape. Earlier biographies include Don't Panic, The Official Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Companion, Neil Gaiman, reissued October 2003 with new chapters by M.J. Simpson and David K. Dixon, The Unofficial Guide to the Hitchhiker's Guide by M.J. Simpson, published the same year as The Pocket Essential Hitchhiker's Guide in the UK. A second revised edition was published in 2005 in the UK with new material. Section 12. Douglas Adams' Work. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on audio and video. The original 12 radio episodes are available in CD sets from BBC Audio, as well as on a single MP3 CD. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was the first radio series released on compact disc and on MP3 CD, respectively, by the then BBC Radio Collection. The three additional phases adapted from the last three books in the series are available from BBC Audio. The Territory phase was broadcast on BBC Radio on September 21st to October 26th, 2004, while the Quantitary phase was broadcast May 3rd to May 24th, 2005, and Quintessential phase followed immediately afterward from May 31st through June 21st, 2005. A script book for the original 12 episodes has been published, and a new script book for the final 14 episodes was published in July 2005. BBC Audio released a CD box set containing all 26 episodes in October 2005. An audio DVD for each of the three 2004-2005 series in 5.1 surround sound are also planned for release in 2006, starting in March, per Dirk Maggs. These DVD audio discs will be the first for BBC Audio. The 6-episode TV adaption is also available from the BBC, or its distributors, Warren Home Video in the US and Canada, on VHS and DVD. Novels in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 1979. The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, 1980. Life, the Universe, and Everything, 1982. So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, 1984. Mostly Harmless, 1992. All of the above are also available as audiobooks read by Adams. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is also available as an audiobook read by Stephen Fry. The Dirk Gently series. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, 1987. The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, 1988. Audio recordings of both novels do exist, read by Adams and Simon Jones respectively, but are out of print. Other works. The Meaning of Lif, 1983, with John Lloyd. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Original Radio Scripts, 1985, with Jeffrey Perkins. The Utterly, Utterly Merry Comic Relief Christmas Book, 1986, edited by Douglas Adams and Peter Fritschim, which includes Young Zaphoid Plays It Safe, also printed in a slightly reworked version in The Wizard of Odd, The Salem of Doubt, and several omnibus editions of Hitchhiker. The Private Life of Genghis Khan, also available in the first edition of The Salem of Doubt, though later removed due to copyright issues. A Christmas Fairy Story by Douglas Adams and Terry Jones. A supplement to The Meaning of Lif with John Lloyd and Stephen Fry. The Deeper Meaning of Lif, 1990, with John Lloyd, extended version of The Meaning of Lif. Last Chance to See, 1991, with Mark Cardarwin, non-fictional account of several trips to see endangered species. According to a piece in The Salem of Doubt, this book gives Adams the most satisfaction, if not the highest sales. Douglas Adams' Starship Titanic, written by Terry Jones, who insists he wrote the whole thing while in the nude, based on an idea by Douglas Adams, also available as an audiobook read by Terry Jones. The Salem of Doubt, 2002. Unfinished novel manuscript, 11 chapters, short stories, essays, and interviews, also available as an audiobook, read by Simon Jones. In 2004, BBC Audio published a 3-CD set entitled Douglas Adams at the BBC, which covers the author's work from 1974 to 2003, including posthumous projects and tributes. The CD is again narrated by Simon Jones. Tributes and honorifics. There is an official appreciation society named ZZ9 plural Z Alpha after the section of the galaxy that The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says the planet Earth is located in. 18610 Arthundan is a small main belt asteroid. Felix Harmuth discovered it on February 7, 1998, It is named after Arthur Dent, the bewildered hero of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The name was officially published and announced by the Minor Planet Center of the International Astronomical Union on either 9th of May or 10th of May, 2001. Accounts differ. On January 25th, 2005, it was announced that the asteroid with preliminary designation 2001 DA42 had been named 25924 Douglas Adams in his honor. It was chosen because it referenced the year of Adams' death, his initials, and the number 42. Every May 25th, Towel Day, is celebrated in recognition of Adams' genius. Various Douglas Adams societies exist or have existed. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.